Welcome to the podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time, a Kezsource family production. This podcast exists in large part because of KezCM, the content marketing business inside Kezsource Inc. So what does KezCM do? You know how many business leaders need help communicating their story? Well, that's what we do. Content creation and distribution for business leaders. This provides opportunities, relationships, and a platform for you and your business. Why do we do this? Because at KezCM, we exist to help business leaders build a meaningful legacy that is worth living and leaving. Learn more by visiting KezCM.com. In this episode, we discuss tough decisions, lessons learned, and following your instincts. Win all in, play my cards right. This episode is a guest appearance I had on the Tough Decisions for Entrepreneurs podcast. This hit show, hosted by Dan and Danae Hanford, is a show that helps entrepreneurs think through the tough decisions entrepreneurs deal with. Dan asked me to come onto this podcast and talk about the decisions that led us to building a content marketing company while running an insurance brokerage company. Thank you to Dan and Danae for having me on the Tough Decisions for Entrepreneurs podcast. It was an absolute honor to be featured by them, and we would encourage you to check out their podcast on Apple Podcasts. Now, on to the interview.
On the podcast with us today, we have Eric Kasimov. Eric, thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's an honor.
We want you to get us started, Eric, and talk to us a little bit about where your current focus is right now as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, our focus is on our team and specifically clarity for our team. When I say clarity, I mean clarity in messaging, clarity in their tasks. When I talk about our sales team, our project management team, and clarity in their day. If you think about it like cleaning out your closet or garage, I always think of refinement. It's an ongoing process. So you do a round of cleaning and it's much better than it was, but then you need to get back to it, right? It's never that finished product. So you keep editing, you keep cleaning, and you keep, like the word I used before, you keep refining. So that's a big focus for us right now is clarity for our team.
Well, I want you to dive in first and talk about a tough decision that you've had to make as an entrepreneur that had a not so good outcome. I like to call it our sore thumb tough decision. And I want you to talk about some of the lessons you learned through that tough decision.
Absolutely. So one of the things we talk about for ourselves and for our clients is identifying the right target market. And early on, when we created our content marketing company, KezCM, inside of Kezsource, I feel like I identified the wrong target market for our company. We were focused on business leaders in the financial services arena. And we grew and were started as an insurance company. So it made a lot of sense that a lot of the people that we had connections with were business leaders in the financial services industry. However, that was not the only market, right? But I was with my business partner and we were driving to a client event in North Carolina. And we were talking about all sorts of topics. And one of the topics we got talking about is the target market. And he had this feeling that we were kind of locking ourselves in by just working with the financial services industry for our content marketing services. And one of the things that we were noticing is in that industry, there's a lot of compliance. And understand that my business partner, Shane Snively, is a compliance principal for his firm, right? He's got another company that he runs. But we were seeing that these compliance principals at these other financial services companies were the rate limiting step for these businesses to create new content. And so that was a struggle for us. And what we were realizing at this exact same time is that these business owners that were not in the financial services industry were interested in our services. And I was the one that was kind of holding back the initial growth of the company because I really felt that we need to be only focused in the financial services market. Now, that's not the wrong market per se, but it was not the only market. So going back in the original decision, that was an okay situation to have it to where we were working with the financial services, but we needed to open it up and work with the entrepreneurs of the world that were not in that market. So again, going back, that was a poor decision that stalled the growth of the company at the beginning. It ended up was an important thing that allowed us to see what the right decision was.
So Eric, about how long did it take for you to work through that process and realize that you weren't focused on the right group of people and then shift that focus? And when you did shift, kind of what was your strategy going ahead? Was it just, you know, full throttle into that new market, or did you kind of keep servicing the people that you currently had and gradually make that change?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say for the first 6 months, as our content marketing grew, that we were truly focused on the financial service business leader, if you will. When we made that decision, one of the things I love about just small business in general is you can make quick decisions. There were people already in kind of our world that were already talking to us. They saw us creating content. And in our world, what we do for our own company, we do the same thing for our clients, right? So when we saw that and we knew these clients wanted to have conversations, it was very easy to the point of, I was mentioning this drive we were on. I believe it was a 2-hour drive in the state of North Carolina. We came back. It was, let's go. It was full throttle. Let's go and have these conversations with these business owners. We knew we could do it. It was just up to me to say, no, I understand it. We need to then not just focus on that market. We need to also focus on just business leaders. So having a niche is very important. It's just identifying what that niche is. And that niche doesn't necessarily have to be an industry. It could be the type of person. So we realized that we needed someone or people that had an understanding that they need some level of marketing services, but they also were entrepreneurial. They understand outsourcing and partnering up with other companies. So it was more of that entrepreneurial mindset person that we needed, not specific to any one industry.
So let's shift here and talk about a tough decision that you've had to make that had a really good and positive outcome and some of the lessons you learned through that.
Yeah, so I would take this back. I mentioned before that we had started as an insurance company. We still run an insurance brokerage group. A lot of times with the insurance brokerage group, you need the law of large numbers, right? So you have to work with high-end advisors. You have to work with advisors and you get access to their clients, and we would help them by going point of sale distribution to their clients of life insurance planning. A lot of times, though, we're not point of sale. We're more consultative in our approach. And what happened was we were working on a very large case, a significant case to the point where many people on our team were involved. And we knew there was a possibility that this case would not go through. And as we went through the end of this case, the case did close and everybody on board agreed that this case should be done. This included their legal team, their advisor team, right? Everybody that was involved in this process said, this is a good deal, let's do it. Well, in the life insurance business, after you place a life insurance policy in force, you have what they call a 10-day free look period. And this gives the market, the consumer, the option to say, you know what? I've thought about it. I don't want the policy anymore. It's very rarely exercised because so much time went in beforehand before you made that decision. Anyway, fast forward, we get to that 10th day and I receive a phone call. And I knew it wasn't great timing. I knew there was a possibility this could happen. I go outside and I sit down, and sure enough, there was a call that said the client has backed out of the deal. And immediately it went to the fact that we had lack of control on this deal. And that lack of control was tough to take. I mean, I've written about this, I've documented this, but this was the opportunity to then make a decision. We were already creating content for our own company. And at that time, I took it upon myself and our business took it upon ourselves to make the decision that we'll never let that happen again. We're going to be in control of the processes and the decisions that we make. And this is when we double down on the content marketing company. And this is when the content marketing company really took off. So it really took a bad outcome of something that, wow, this is exactly what we didn't want to happen. This did happen. What are we going to do about it? We made the decision. We went forward. And at the end of the day, it was one of the best things that could have ever happened to us.
What do you think that did for you as a leader in going through that?
Just believing. And then, you know, it's so cliche, I guess, but it's like, it's believing that you have to do what is in your gut. And I've heard people on your podcast say this before, and you listen to any podcast that's with entrepreneurs, you truly have this gut instinct of like, oh, wow, it hurts, right, on one side because it was such a negative impact on the business. But it was also the realization that this is the opportunity to take advantage of it and to shift. I talked about it before. In a small business, you can shift, you can grow. And it's become important because we've become one of the few insurance brokerage companies that also has a marketing company. And it's very unique. It's very different. People have a lot of questions about it and they want to talk about it. So, but going back to your questions, it was just the belief that we're on the right track and we need to invest in what we believe in. And there's people out there that are going to, you know, doubt what we're doing or doubt what someone else is doing. If you're an entrepreneur and you have the strong belief in what you need to do next, you need to really think about it, have the right people on your team and move forward with it.
Well, and I think, you know, just listening to you talk, you sound very passionate about this. And, you know, I'm a big marketing person myself. And I would say that, you know, just from a devil's advocate side of things, I want to kind of see how you would respond to this, just to kind of throw it out there. Not to say that your decision was a bad decision, because I'm not saying that at all. But I think some people would listen, especially those who have followed our podcast in a while. They might think, well, isn't that kind of adding something else to your business that really isn't aligned with your business and it can sometimes distract you? Because it sounds to me in your situation, it didn't necessarily distract you. It really focused you more and allowed you to grow even faster. But I think some people outside looking in might look at that and go, well, if you're in the insurance business, why are you trying to get in the marketing business at the same time?
That's a great point, and I actually agree with it. So I think these things pull in two different directions all the time. So we can contradict ourselves, right? So that decision is, if you can't pull two sleds, right? It's very complicated to pull two sleds when you're not successful in one area. So when I say that we lost a case, we have a lot of success in the insurance business, right? We've had a lot of success. There's years and years of that success. And the marketing business was developing at the same time. And we have people divided up into managing their business, that side of their business, right? So if we have a salesperson on the insurance side, they're only on the insurance side of the business. If we have someone on the marketing side, they're only on the marketing side of the business, if you will. So we had success pulling that one sled. And then at that point, then you can shift your focus. And now we can be carrying the two sleds, if you will. I would agree that a lot of people cannot do that, but that's why I'm not the only person in my business. I'd mentioned to you before, I have a business partner, Shane Snively, project manager, salespeople, people behind the scenes helping in the support. I could not do this by myself. There's absolutely no way. So that's why we've relied on an incredible team, and going back to the beginning of why we all have clarity in whatever that individual is doing and what the company's doing. So it is not for everybody. It is unique, but we're not trying to be different just to say we're different. We're different by design.
Well, and I think where a lot of entrepreneurs can run into areas of, you know, of difficulty is when they have a business that has one product or service in it, you know, for example, like the insurance business, and then they realize that they're not making a lot of money with that. And so they try to start something else to add onto it to make up for it. I think that's where the difference is, because in your situation, you had some success already and you added this on to kind of bolster that success. And you kind of built out another team to actually go forward with that particular business. So it's almost like a business within a business.
That's right. And the other thing you have to understand too is the insurance industry is it's like a lot of other industries. There's disruption, and we can have an entire podcast just talking about the disruption in the insurance industry. It is changing the way the markets are from 5 to 10 years ago. And it's the rate of change right now in the insurance industry is faster than ever before. And we realize that we could get put out of business, but I'm not going to allow this company that I've built and thought about and think about and, you know, dream about so much to get put out of business over, let's say, government regulations or because the insurance companies that we represent change their designs. I mean, it's happening constantly. And so the marketing business and the ideas behind it were already kind of like ingrained into what we were doing, and we were just doing it for ourselves. And understanding that if we want to carry this, we have to become thought leaders in our business. We have to help tell the story. I mean, one of the reasons why the marketing company grew is we saw how bad the messaging was in the insurance industry. The communication, the story, whatever level of the business, whether you're B2B or B2C or at any level of that business, the story that people are telling, we felt they weren't right. We want to hear what you're doing. What is your story? Why are you doing it? What's your journey all about? What do you believe in this market? And that's why we grew that. But it's absolutely because we realized that the insurance industry is being disrupted. And you either adapt with that, or like we've talked to many business owners before, like you're going to get left behind.
Eric, you've already talked a little bit about, you know, the ability to make quick decisions and quick moves as a small business owner and leader. I wonder if you can talk just a little bit about some of the strategies that you use when you are facing a tough decision and knowing that sometimes these decisions need to be made very quickly.
Absolutely. So one of the things I'm going to touch on this one point of having priorities in place. I mean, decisions are tough. There's decision fatigue. If you have your priorities in place, it allows you to make the decisions and allows you to make these decisions much easier, right? But at the same time, so you have those priorities in place, you still need to clear your mind. So one of the things, I do love my office. We have an office here in Charlotte. I have a home office if I need that as well. But I also feel like offices are boxes and I need to get out of the box to make a good decision. So that's what I do. So you'll see me walking around our office park, walking around a neighborhood. If my kids are at a soccer practice, I'll be walking around the soccer fields. And oftentimes I'm listening. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm listening to books. I'm having conversations with people. One of the other things that I believe strongly in is getting creative. So writing, which we talked about before, content, we create a lot of content. So writing allows me to open up any type of creating, I believe, like if you're finding your inner artist, if you will, it makes the logistic work. It makes the decision-making that much easier because you've opened up your mind. So you get out of your office, you get creative, you think, you listen, and then it allows you to then say, see, or remind yourself of what your priorities are so then you can make that decision.
We're going to go through a series of quick questions and answers that we call the trifecta here, Eric. And we first want you to start us off by talking to us about your favorite technology that you use in business that helps make your life easier every day.
Absolutely. I'm going to give you two. And the first one is going to play off of that word you just said, the trifecta. The trifecta of the Audible app, the Apple Podcast app, and my Kindle app. And real quick, before I started my business, I realized that I needed to get out of my own head. I needed to fill my head with good noise. And this is when podcasts became huge for me. And it's when I became the reader I needed to be. And quite honestly, these three tools have had an impact that I could never measure. And the other one, kind of more specific to the business overall, is our systems at CADSource. We consider ourselves a tech company. And while we have Google Works and operate both Apple and Microsoft products, we have a Microsoft Office 365 platform. And within that, we use SharePoint and Planner, and they have been absolutely huge for us.
What's a favorite quote that you've heard that's helped you as an entrepreneur?
Marcus Aurelius said, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be one."
And what about a favorite book that you've read that's helped you
with
decision-making?
Yeah, Essentialism by Greg McKeown.
I like that book and have it on my bookshelf.
Yeah, it's a good one.
a few people that I know as well. It's a great book.
Absolutely.
What's the next thing for you right now, Eric, on your vision or your dream board?
Yeah, so right now we are focused on creating super great content that's primarily in the blog and podcast like yourself. We're focused on our client stories, helping them tell their story. And we're honestly looking for new entrepreneurs who are investing our time in. We love helping entrepreneurs tell their story.
Well, how can the listeners reach out to you, follow you more, get to know you a little bit more after listening to this episode?
I'm on LinkedIn, so you can find me, Eric Kazimov. I'm sure it'll be in your show notes. And then also you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It's Eric, E-R-I-C underscore K-A-Z. So Eric underscore Kaz on Twitter and Instagram. Or you can just go to our main website landing page at kazsource.com.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, for taking some time out of your busy schedule to be with us here today on the podcast. Look forward to continuing to follow you as you continue to grow as an entrepreneur and look forward to having you on a future podcast.
Thank you very much.
Dan and Danae, it was absolutely awesome being on your podcast. Anytime we are given an opportunity to chat with entrepreneurs like you of the Tough Decisions for Entrepreneurs podcast, we are grateful. And for that, Dan and Danae, thank you. For any individual looking for a new podcast to listen to, I would encourage you to check out the Tough Decisions for Entrepreneurs podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can find me on LinkedIn or contact me on Twitter and Instagram at Eric underscore Kaz. Thank you for listening to our CADSource podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time. Until next time, we're out of here. Win all in, play my cards right. Up the ante, one blackjack all night. Roll the dice, let it ride. What are the odds I got? This podcast exists in large part because of CADCM, the content marketing business inside CADSource Inc. CADCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at CADSource to you. Learn more by visiting CADCM.com.